Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But first, the CEO hat, Alan. We should be doing exercise to keep our bodies strong, and we need our members and listeners to contribute to the lockbox to keep the station strong.
David, you are so right, and as always, sagacious. The answer is, I think, that we all know together that we can't have it without everybody doing something. I've never asked anybody to say, okay, you have to give us $50,000 or $5,000 or $1,000. But we'll die unless everybody recognizes that this is a cooperative venture. And it's so simple. You go to WAMC.org and just follow the prompts and you put in $5 or $10 into the lockbox or anything you can do. What will kill this organization is the same thing that will kill democracy when people say, let somebody else do it. And I'm hoping and I'm asking each and every one of you who are out there to do what's right and to keep this great station alive. It means so much to you. I know it does. You tell me it does. And all you have to do is do a little something. WAMC.org.
Now to the news of the day. Perhaps the biggest news is the debate, the Republican debate tonight. I see a few headlines here, Alan. One is CNN hopes for combative spirit in debate. The network is going to encourage Republican presidential hopefuls to confront one another over the issues in a more intimate setting than that of a previous debate. And of course, a number of articles on the strategies of the other Republicans as they face Trump one more time.
Well, you know, David, there's an assumption that Trump is not going to be the candidate still on the part of the Republican establishment. And so there you got a whole bunch of contenders saying, I think I could do it. I heard a cut from George Pataki, of all people, who is not at the senior table, but at the children's table in the debate. And he's saying, once people hear me, then I think that they're going to go for me. But even his mentor, Senator D'Amato, is backing somebody else. So people just have hope, and hope springs eternal, as we all know. And they think maybe something will catch fire. Carly Fiorina right now seems to be the one that everybody's got their eyes on, and that she's going to take on Trump over various issues. We'll see. But right now, Trump is in the lead, although a recent poll showed that something like, I don't remember, 66 or 67% of Republicans say they haven't decided yet who to vote for in the primary. Well, you know, Trump may be leading right now because people are enjoying the show. But whether or not people consider him to be worthy of the nomination and carrying the flag is another whole story.
Overseas now, in Hungary, Austria is selectively stopping vehicles at three of its border crossings in an effort to impose some order over the stream of refugees and migrants entering the country. I saw the ambassador from Hungary yesterday on PBS suggesting that Hungary is trying to protect the rest of Europe by detaining the illegals and allowing those legally to come in through specific gates.
Well, everybody has to have their rationale for what they're doing. The Hungarians were quoted widely on the BBC as I was listening, coming in this morning, and the inquisitor from the Beeb was giving the guy a hard time. And he ended up by saying, hey, I don't see the British, you know, welcoming everybody. What happens if 200,000 people want to come to Britain? Hey, we know that the French and the British set up guards at the Channel to make sure that individuals didn't run through and get into Great Britain. So there's an awful lot of finger pointing going on here, including in the States, the United States. But whether or not people are going to walk the walk is another whole story.
Meanwhile, as many of the migrants are Syrian, we see a headline that the president is weighing talks with Vladimir Putin on the Syrian crisis.
Well, you know, this is a very, very tough one. In this country, we've sort of been trained to not like Putin, and he's a fairly despicable man, in my opinion. Nevertheless, he's got something here. The United States went headlong into supporting the so-called democratic forces who were arrayed against Assad. We know he's a despicable killer, but so are the ISIS and ISIL, or whatever you want to call them. So are the Al-Qaeda people. This isn't democracy. This is one thug at the head of an organization who scares the hell out of everybody and tells them what to do. So I don't know that people can point at Assad and say, you're wrong because you're supporting the anti-democratic forces. You think ISIL is democratic?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome.